Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to call the regular meeting of the Design Review Commission to order. It is 3 o'clock, January 22nd, 2025. Roll call, please.
Let the record reflect that all commissioners are present.
Thank you. Approval of the minutes. Were there any corrections, additions?
I have a question regarding the item. I've got to go back to from that meeting where we were discussing address 445 C Avenue. The lighting, I know that they had voluntarily decided to dim it, and I think we made it a condition. I don't know if that was actually incorporated into the draft decision letter. It's not referenced in these minutes.
That was already in the draft decision letter.
Was, okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't listed in the minutes as an added.
That's all I needed to know. Thank you.
Anything else regarding the minutes? Seeing none, do I have a motion, please, to approve the minutes?
That we approve the minutes from the December 11, 2024 meeting.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Second.
Thank you. Ms. Vogt?
Motion carries all present, voting aye.
Thank you. Director's report.
I just want to let the commission know that Commissioner Kelly is no longer on the commission, so we're going to be operating the four commissioners for the time being. And as of now, it does not look like we have any items for the next scheduled meeting for the 12th. So unless something gets continued today, our next meeting will most likely be February 26th.
Okay, thank you. Before we get started, are there any matters in the audience that need to be addressed at this time that do not relate to the agenda items? Seeing none, I will close that part of public comment and we'll move to our first item, agenda item. That is 1020 First Street, and it is a request for design approval for an exterior remodel of the existing multifamily structure at this address. The project is exempt from California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, pursuant to state CEQA guidelines. This item is now open. Do we have any commissioners that have to disclose any conflicts or ex parte?
No.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
As far as ex parte, I've walked by the property many times and parked in front of it several times.
Okay, thank you. Staff.
Thank you, Chair. So the next applicant, as you pointed out, is requesting design approval for an exterior remodel of an existing multifamily structure located at 1020 First Street, which is in the commercial zone. The property is located between D and Orange Avenues and is part of a three-unit residential condominium structure. The property includes a condominium structure as well as a commercial structure facing Orange, which is currently occupied by Nikki Robbins restaurant. The property fronts First Street for approximately 75 feet with vehicle access via the adjacent alley. The unit has 23 feet of frontage along First Street, and the surrounding properties are commercial uses in the commercial zone, residential uses in the R3 zone, and electrical substation, as you can see there in the Civic use zone. The specific unit is one of the three in the complex and is highlighted here in yellow. It's the interior most. And then the applicant proposes including a total of 98.6 square feet of the existing porch area, including a portion of the third story front patio and the entirety of the existing third floor rear patio. Those are highlighted there in yellow. These elevations show the existing conditions of the rear on the left and the front on the right. So as you can see, the indentations there that would just be pulled forward. Those elevations are shown here, indicating the replacement of the rear porch with light stucco siding to match the rest of the building and the addition of a window. The front elevation shows the enclosure of a portion of the front porch and the location of a new window and extension of the stucco facade. This is a rendering showing the proposed alteration. This is from the front. concludes staff's presentation. I'm here to answer questions, as is the applicant.
Thank you. Any questions for staff?
I just want to clarify, because on elevation A203 and a few of them, there is a peak on the front. However, in the rendering we see here, it's flat roof.
Yeah, that would be good help. Is this what you're talking about here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the roof is...
If you can hang tight, sir, you'll have to talk here in a minute, but he can explain a little bit better. I think it's a lot of it's just the angle of both those drawings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is the applicant in the audience? Yes. Okay, would you like to please...
Sure. I am Sergio Peralta. So the roof that you were pointing out to, that still remains as is. Like Kurt was saying, is that corner pop out that is continue as a flat roof that will remain, that will be part of the addition, but the peak roof will continue to be the same. I don't know if there's a roof plan or
I don't think there's a plan on here.
Okay, Commissioner, did you have another question?
I do have a follow up. So is it going to be all the way across? This rendering makes it look like that peak is only over the door portion.
Is
it going all the way across like the, this one's up. So this is supposed to have a peak on it, just in this portion.
Right, which is, that's the existing part of the roof that will remain. So the addition, which is to the left of this drawing on elevation one, everything around that peak roof is flat roof, which is the roof deck. So that addition will continue to follow the same level of the roof deck. Adding into that space and taking over that corner, the peak roof will remain to keep the original design.
I guess my follow-up question then is also that rendering shows the doorway with a curved opening, but on the proposed, it's straight. So I'm just trying to clarification.
That curvature on the entry will be removed, and it will be squared off to match the other units. Yeah, because none of the other units have that same design facade, so just kind of matching the rest of the buildings.
Okay. Any other questions for the applicant?
I noticed that the windows on the back drawing are quite a bit smaller than the windows on the other two units. And they also don't have awnings on them like the other two units do.
Right.
Is that part of the plan that the windows will be smaller and there'll be no awnings?
No, the windows, let's say on the level above the garage, they're just being replaced in light, so the awnings will remain. As far as the window that was facing, let's say, the parking area in the back, will be removed. So it's existing on the kitchen now, but then it will be replaced by that new window in that where the addition is going to be. The awning will be added to match the rest of the facade, so that was continuation.
And it might just be shadowing.
Yeah.
When you look to the other two units, when you look to their left, it looks like there's sort of a little brown. I don't know if that's a shadow from the awning or if there are actually like brown triangles there.
No, it's a shadow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just it's an open lattice metal awning that is above the windows.
Any other questions for the applicant?
Oh, and I'm sorry. That's okay. I wrote a lot out. When you look at the picture of the new area, you see like four yellow spots or boxes. What are those?
It's just the garage door.
It's the garage.
Yeah, the lower level.
Okay, So will it look like the other garages then?
No, the garage as is, it'll remain as it as is. So there's no change on the garage doors. Just the rendering, the lighting of it.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
Pleasure, thank you.
Is there anyone in the audience that has anything they would like to add before we close public comment on this particular item? Seeing no one, we'll close public comment. Commissioners? Discussion?
Sure that the facade with the opening was going to match the others, and it sounds like they're getting rid of the curved arch. I like it better with the flat roof, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I find it pretty clean, clear design. Would anyone like to make a motion?
Adopt staff recommendations as outlined in the draft decision letter and approve project DR, is it 2024-23, mm-hmm. which is located at 1020 First Street, subject to the conditions of approval in the attached draft decision letter.
Okay, I'll second that. Are there any further comments regarding this item? Okay, seeing none, let's vote.
Motion carries, all present voting aye. Please note there's a 10-day appeal period.
Thank you. The next item on our agenda is 700 Gloria Boulevard. And it is a request for exterior design approval. Also for a floor area ratio bonus to construct a new single family dwelling with a roof deck at 700 Gloria Boulevard. Single family residential zone and a determination that the project is CEQA, in accordance with CEQA guidelines. Conflicts, ex parte. I have a conflict. My home is between 500 and 1,000 feet. But I don't believe that I have any conflict of interest as this exists that is subject of the decision. I've conducted the analysis set out in the FPPC regulation 18702.2 and determined the project will not have a material impact on my property. As such, I do not believe I have a conflict of interest and will be participating in this item.
I just want to disclose to the record, I'm on an unpaid internship with Mr. Jensen. I do not feel there's a conflict of interest or that it will affect my making an unbiased decision. As such, I will participate in this item.
Thank you.
Thank you for the disclosure. Okay, proceed.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Then we'll move forward. Staff.
Thank you, Chair. The next item is an exterior design approval for a floor area ratio bonus to construct a new single family dwelling with a roof deck at 700 Gloria Boulevard in the R1A single family residential zone. The subject property is located between Miguel Avenue and Visalia Row, as shown here on Gloria Boulevard. The 9,594 square foot property is approximately 55 feet wide and 170 feet deep and does not connect to an alley. The existing single family dwelling that will be demolished and has been determined not to be historic. The property is generally surrounded by single family dwellings in the R1A site. This is a photo of the existing home from Gloria. This is the site plan showing the property lines in red, the proposed home in purple, the proposed ADU in yellow, and the proposed garage in green. Now, the applicant is allowed an FAR of 0.386. However, the FAR could be proposed up to a maximum of 0.527 in certain design features. The applicant has proposed a total of 10 points, including design review commission approval, to construct a new two-story single-family residence with a detached garage an ADU for a total of 0.48 OFAR, or 4,608 square feet. The applicant is proposing a 472.3 square foot roof deck, which is 22 feet above grade and is accessed via an external staircase. The roof deck will be set back approximately 124 feet from the rear property line, 10 feet 4 inches from the north side property line, 21 feet 1 inches from the south side property line, and 31 feet 7 inches from the front property line. This is the rendering of the primary facade of the home, as seen from Glorieta Boulevard. The first and second floor facades will utilize horizontal lap siding and adhere brick veneer over exterior cement plaster in a white color. The front porch and pillars will be wood paneled in a white color. The second floor and chimney will utilize and adhere brick veneer over exterior cement plaster, also in white. The second story attic dormer will be smooth stucco in white, and the decorative louvered wood paneling will be used beneath the second story windows. South side window and door on the first floor, as well as the second floor front facade window, the main bedroom will be shaded by canvas canopies over wrought iron frames in a black and white stripe pattern. Prefabricated copper cupolas will be utilized as ornamentation on the roof in natural copper finish. All window trim will be wooden and white to match the siding, and the roof will be a wood look flat concrete tile in a brown finish. This is the rear of the home, showing some distances as well. And side. Running to the garage and the ADU. The siding will be wooden horizontal lap siding in white, which will match the primary dwelling. All window trim will be wooden and also painted white. The garage doors will be wooden with tongue and groove paneling at the bottom. The decorative louvered gable will be located above the garage doors, and all doors will be wooden and painted white. The roof will be the same wood look, flat concrete tile, and a brown finish, matching the primary dwelling. I'm happy to answer any question. I know the applicants here also.
Kirk, did you say that the roof deck is accessible just from the outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Here, let me see.
It was difficult for me. It was difficult for me to tell when I was looking at the plans.
No, I'm sure you were definitely.
I had the same question because at first I thought the glass facing the front on the roof deck was a door,
right.
But it's not. And then I thought, well, wondering where the access to the roof deck is.
I guess
from inside on the second floor, from one of the hallways, there's a door that goes out, and then the stairs do kind of like a U as it comes up to the roof.
Okay, so and so the door would come out of the side. And you'd have to walk around in front to the rooftop?
Right, yeah. If you look on page 59 of your packet, you should see a floor plan there showing the stair to the front. Yeah.
Is it on elevation? I think it's on one of the elevations.
Yeah, you can also see it on page A220.
And A220 is helpful also.
And I, the applicant is in the audience, so we can address that too.
I have a question about the extra two spark parking spaces that are required also. It looks like the plan showed parking next to the pool. Is that, or am I imagining that?
Yeah, no, that's correct. So you can see on this one, I guess it's kind of small, but so there'll be two parking spaces in front of the garage that is in the rear of the room.
Okay, so would they access it from the front?
Yes, so it's sort of that piece.
Is that gate?
Exactly. Yeah, so it goes under that second story portion, which I guess you can see in the right one, but it's kind of.
But it has a gate.
Okay, any further questions for staff at this time? Okay. The applicant is in the audience. Would you like to make a presentation?
Good afternoon. My name is Charles Darcy. We're collectively the architects. I don't think presentation is necessary unless you have some additional questions. To answer the question about the stair, there's an interior connection from the second floor that goes out to an exterior stair that leads up to the roof deck.
We have a number of sections actually through there, G8, 270, 271. You can see multiple different sections through that stair. The stair is
What number did you say?
A270 and A271. So you can see the window is actually a clear story window into the top of the stair area, and that stair kind of wraps around that. So part of the lower portion of the stairs is covered underneath the roof, and then we pop out to an open the sky stair.
On the left side of the home as you're facing it?
On the right side.
On the right side, okay, that's what I'm about. Because I think if you look at elevation A260, the top portion is the door coming out of that little part that juts out to the right. Is it coming out there?
You don't see the door. It's actually below the roof. Yeah.
Yeah, it's down at the second floor level.
Yeah. So sheet A271, section C, is actually a section of that open to sky portion. And then we see this little arched opening.
Okay, that arched opening.
Through there. Correct.
On the floor plan of the roof deck that you had up there, you can see the stair coming up as it comes outside. Mm-hmm. There you go, the top left corner of the blue square, mm-hmm. That's the stair as it exposes to the exterior, and it comes up and lands at the roof deck level.
Okay, that helps. Any other questions?
What's the height of the parapet, which we can see from the front, going all the way across the roof line, kind of cuts in the roof in there? And I believe it's white. It will be white concrete, just like in the rendering.
White stucco. Yes.
The exposure is about 12 inches. The height of it is the minimum guardrail height for the deck, for the interior finished floor height. So we're exposed about 12 inches on the exterior.
Okay. So I know where the lot is. I walk by with my dogs almost every day. So the roof deck, when you're facing the house, would be on the right side? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So on Google Maps, there's no one on your right, correct?
Correct.
I'm behind you at the lot. Okay. All right. Any questions for the applicant? Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak on this particular agenda item? Seeing none, I'll close public comment. Commissioners?
I know since they're here for AR bonus, that part of the design is part of our consideration. I know they have to have the minimum height on the parapet. I personally think the large amount of white concrete parapet and the roof line, I'm just wondering. That can be avoided.
So aesthetically, you don't find
I think it's a beautiful design overall. I just have that question about the white going wrapping all the way around. I know we've had in other situations have asked applicants if they could have tried tempered glass or something that was less.
It shows black there, but it's not.
Well, it's white. No, it shows white. I think those are the lights in copper on either side. Just Does anybody else have a concern or if everybody's good?
I guess not enough to change it for me, but any other comments about that?
My other comment is that, you know, these guys are professionals and that they clearly did a good job. I don't see anything that stands out initially as, you know, in a bad way.
So when they build this house for you, Rebecca, make sure that they change. Okay, all right. Any other comments? Okay, then would someone like to make a motion?
I move to adopt staff recommendations as outlined in the draft decision letter and approve project DR2024-24, 700 Glorieta Boulevard, subject to the conditions of approval in the attached draft decision letter.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll
second. All right. Any further discussion before we move to a vote? Let's vote.
Motion carries. Commissioner Keenan voting no. Please note there's a 10-day appeal period.
Okay, the last item we have here is the address of 751 Gloria Coronado Avenue, DR2024-25. And it's a request for exterior design approval for a new single family dwelling and an accessory dwelling, an ADU, located at 751 Coronado Avenue in the R-1A single family residential zone, and determined that this project is a CEQA exempt from CEQA guidelines. Okay, this is now open conflicts. Attorney likes us to hear a voice. So instead of shaking our heads, can we?
No conflict here.
No conflict for our
no conflict. Thank you. So staff.
Thank you, Chair and Commissioners. This item is a request for floor area ratio bonus for a new residential house and detached ADU located at 751 Coronado Avenue. The parcel is located on the east side of Coronado Avenue. The 7,500 square foot property is approximately 77 feet wide and 97 feet deep and does not connect to an alley. The existing single family dwelling will be demolished and has determined not to be historic since the structure is less than 75 years old. The property is surrounded by single family dwellings in the R1A zone. And this is a view of the existing property as seen from Coronado Avenue, so looking east at the front of the house. The site plan shows the property lines in red and proposed residence and ADU in green. And with a lot size of 7,500 square feet, the applicant is allowed an FAR of 3,428 square feet. However, FAR could be proposed to a maximum of 4,357 square feet with certain design features. The applicant has proposed a total of 12 points, including design review commission approval, to construct a new two-story single-family residence and detached ADU for a total FAR of 4,334 square feet. Siding on the main house and ADU will be hardy shingle painted origami white by Sherwin Williams. The front door, exterior trim, wood railing, and wood rafters will be painted Zurich white by Sherwin Williams. All windows and doors will be aluminum clad wood colored white by Anderson. The garage door would be wood painted Zurich white. The low brick veneer wall, which is along the front of the house and a portion of the ADU, will be beige in color and called Polar White Clear by Belden Brick Company. Fiberglass custom shutters will be painted Zurich white by Sherwin Williams. The roof will be Timberline HD shingle in a black color named Charcoal by GAF. The wood perimeter fence will be painted Zurich white, also by Sherwin Williams. And as previously noted, the ADU will have the same colors and materials as the main house. Here's a few simulations of the proposed residence. This is a view of the front of the house as seen from Coronado Avenue looking east. And we'll take a tour of the exterior. We'll go around walking counterclockwise. So here's another view of the front of it. A view from the south side looking north. The ADU is on the right side of the property. This is from the north side looking south. The ADU is now on the left side of the screen. And back in front of the house along Coronado Avenue. And that concludes staff's presentation. Both staff and applicant are available for questions.
Thank you. Any questions for staff this time? Seeing none, is the applicant in the audience and do you wish to speak, Christian?
Good afternoon, commissioners. Christian Rice, project architect. Thank you, Marisa, for the introduction. So before you today is a single family home in a traditional aesthetic. As you can see, it has a sloping roof line, which is accented by two large street facing gables. The design features a unique entry volume that's kind of a 4.5 height, has a low sloping roof line. Flanking that entry are two prominent front porch elements as well as balconies that you can see there. The home is clad with a painted shingle, as Marisa said, white trim work. All the street facing doors and windows are fully divided. There is also an open rafter tail style eave. And as Marisa said, we incorporated brick in that front wall and entry element. I do think it's important to point out there is no roof deck in this home. I am available for questions if you have any.
Any questions for the architect?
I was just curious, how do you get to the ADU? Is the space to the right a gate that would allow you to go through the side of the house to get to the ADU?
Correct, yes. And there's a door on the side of the ADU as well as the sliding doors you see there.
Okay. Any other questions? I like the front door, the way it's lit. And it's just very, very different. It's got to have some really beautiful light.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak on this particular agenda? Okay, seeing none, we'll close public comment. Commissioners?
I have no objections. I think it's a beautiful design.
Okay. I think it's great. I'm happy to see so many nice updates to the community.
I would agree. Okay, I'll move to adopt staff recommendations as outlined in this draft decision letter and approve project DR 2024-25, address 751 Coronado Avenue, subject to the conditions of approval in the attached draft decision letter. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Motion carries, all present voting aye. Please note there's a 10-day appeal period.
So are we adjourned at this time? Or do we have
to? No, we have one more item for the election of officers, which we have to do at the first meeting each year.
Okay. So do we have, I'm requesting nominations from the commission. Regarding election for nominating the chair for this commission. Nominations?
Yes, I have a question.
Sure.
At the last meeting, Jesse, you indicated that DRC is a mutual member to the Planning Commission, and you said this could happen as early as September. If that's, do we have a question on when that's going to happen?
Update. Our city clerk just set up a meeting with myself and our director for I think the first or second week of February. So we're going to have a little more detail then, but I think she'll go on that same timeline into the first quarter, beginning the second quarter. My understanding is it does have to go back to council to have the final action to merge that.
Yeah, I received a letter. My term is up in July, and saying. In December.
Yeah, that was also part of the action they took, was to kind of have all of them in at the same time. because I guess before multiple commissions had different end dates, and it's kind of hard to track from the public, so.
Now, I guess I'm wondering is if we're going to be potentially dissolved or merged in 3 months.
This is a temporary action until the end of the year, it seems.
Okay.
Okay, I would, see if Rebecca King would like to be chair for a while. If not, I'm perfectly fine, carrying forward.
I think you've done a great job. If you, I think you have some travel plans coming up.
Yes.
If people would like me to do it until December, I think I can. Gosh, it's a whole year. Yeah, I'll do it. I will do it. I am going to be traveling some, but we'll always have a vice chair.
Okay, so do we.
So if that's the case, then someone needs to make a motion and second.
I move that we nominate Rebecca King to be chair of Design Review Commission.
I'll second that. I think you did a great job.
And we'll have to vote. Yes.
Like, do I have to vote?
Motion carries, all present voting aye.
Okay, good. All right, now for vice chair. So when Rebecca's not here, someone else has to step up.
And run the?
Run the meeting.
Run the meeting.
Do either of you feel comfortable?
Do either of you two?
Do you feel comfortable doing that or not? I'm happy to stay as vice chair when it's time.
It would be great if you would, just because I'm still, I feel like I'm still learning.
Okay, all right, so we'll need a motion.
I'll move that Edrie Goodward be our vice chair moving forward.
Okay.
I'll step in that as well.
And we'll vote.
Motion carries, all present voting aye.
Okay, and it is 3:37, and the commission is adjourned. So we don't have anything. No. Yeah.
Can I just talk about my reason? Like, am I allowed to talk about my reasoning for?
No, not now that the meeting's over.
Not that it's okay.
Okay. Not in front of, not with everybody here.
Okay. Right. Even though it's over.
Yeah, because it's still business.
That's true. That's true.
That's true.
That's true.